Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Brad Pierbold, and he is president of the YMCA board. Good morning to you, Brad.
Good morning, LaVonne. How are you?
I'm good, and I know you are busy because there's lots of things going on at the Y, but we want to start out with something that you're really asking a lot of people to do.
We are. We've got a community needs assessment survey going on the month of January, and this is really open to anyone in our community, so you don't have to be a YMCA member. You don't have to have an interest in even going to the Y. What we're trying to do is get some information about what maybe the community could need, what holes are out in our community, and how we can fill those possibly.
Okay. So there may be some things the Y has never done, but somebody saying, you know, I wish somebody would do whatever. This would be a good time to tell the Y that that's something you'd like to see.
That's right. You know.
And when you say community, define that.
Yeah, anybody in the Southwest Iowa. Okay. So we're really branching out to meet all the needs in the not just the county, but surrounding areas.
Okay. So I think that's a really important thing to think about, because some people say, well, you're talking about Atlantic. No. Way beyond Atlantic. This is about the bigger community. So how do we do the survey? How do we take the survey?
Yeah, the survey can be found several places. It's really easy to find. You can go to NishinaValleyYMCA.com, and you can find it under the membership tab on our website. Also, AtlanticIowa.com has a link to the survey. And also, if you go to the YMCA of the Nishina Valley's Facebook page, there's an easy link to find it there. It takes about 5 minutes to fill out.
Oh, okay.
So it's really easy. And if you put your name at the end, we're doing an awesome drawing for a Yeti 65 cooler. So a big Yeti cooler. And all you have to do is take 5 minutes, fill out the survey, put your information at the end. Now, this will remain confidential. We're not going to link the names with your responses. So you can be positive or negative about what the Y is doing and also the needs of the community. And you'll be entered in this drawing. And that'll take place at the end of January, and you can be entered to win that Yeti cooler.
Okay. Now, the sources you gave me for the survey are on the computer. Is there any way, if I don't have a computer, I can fill out a survey?
There sure is. We have paper forms of the survey available at the YMCA. So you can stop by, pick up a copy, pick up several copies for your friends and family if you put your name on those and return them back to the Y. Or you can just fill them out while you're there. It only takes a few minutes, and we'll sure get you entered in for that drawing as well. And we'd love to hear your feedback.
Okay. I'm just thinking, when you were talking about picking them up, I'm thinking there might be some organized groups. I'm thinking like maybe a circle group or a card club or something where they're not going to be stopping by the Y, but people could take extra copies and hand them out.
You sure could. If you know you have a church group maybe, or a circle of friends that isn't easily doesn't easily get out this time of year, you could sure take those to them, and I'm sure they'd be love to share their opinions,
you know,
as well.
Because a survey is only as good as, I think, number and variety of people who fill it out.
That's right. You know, the information is going to help everyone, and we want to hear from all groups and all needs.
All ages, all professions.
That's right.
All...
We're asking that you're 18 and over to fill out the survey.
Good point.
But you can do one with your parents, maybe, and,
okay,
and fill it out as a family.
Or at least, yeah, 18 plus. That goes a long ways.
That's right.
So since this kind of relates to what the strategies are going to be, but it also relates to membership. So I'm going to talk about you know, people getting memberships. Are there going to be any specials coming up?
Yeah, we're going to have a membership drive coming up here at the end of the month, and we're going to have some really nice discounts on our membership. So if you've made that New Year's resolution to get healthy or get into the gym, this would be a great time for you to come in and see what the YMCA has to offer for you. Besides just the gym, we have also amazing programs for the youth, for the kids, after school programs. We have senior coffee and social visits, social time for seniors. So we have something for everyone. If you need a group class or workout, we offer those. So really offer something for everyone in the family.
If you want to get wet, you've got the pool and classes, as well as individuals and, I guess, parties. You host parties?
That's right. It's a great place for a birthday party. If you have a young one having a birthday party and maybe the house isn't big enough, you can come in and rent some space, use the pool. It's a great place to throw a party.
Yeah, who wouldn't like to go have a birthday party near a pool when it's January or February? You know, you're not going to be able to get to the pool otherwise. great opportunities. And you have a varied staff with varied experiences and expertise.
That's
right. You know, what are some of the things I could expect if I come and say, okay, I need help with such and such? I mean, kind of just maybe not names necessarily, but kind of the variety of expertise that you have.
Yeah, you know, and that's, I think, can be intimidating to some folks who want to get into the gym but know where to start. And we offer lots of different levels of help. So for everyone who comes in, we offer an orientation. And that's just as basic as what the machines are, how to use them, how to safely exercise. And then we offer some personal training if you're interested in one-on-one or small group. And then we also offer class instruction. So you can come in and work out with a group and have some instruction there. So we also offer diet and nutrition advice, and then just all kinds of personal and ways to give back to the community, volunteer opportunities. So
that's a good point, Brad. I've been thinking about what I'm going to get out of coming to the Y and getting healthier and so on. But you just opened up another door, and that's what I could give to the YMCA in time and expertise.
That's right. You know, not only are we a gym and a place to get yourself more healthy, but we're also a community and a place to give back and maybe a place to find that sense of community and a reason to come in besides just working out.
Give me the names of a couple of classes that are going on, either now or are starting. Just throw a couple out
there. We've got our winter shred class that's just ending up, but that's a varied workout. It's dynamic. It changes every day. We've got our body pump class, which is a group class with just cardio and weights. We've got our water aerobics class for those who maybe aren't quite as active or need a little bit of help. We've got our silver sneakers also, which is a senior workout class, and everything else in between. So we've got hundreds of workout opportunities.
And then, I'm going to ask you in a minute about you, but I'm thinking about, isn't there a volleyball group and some activities like that available?
Yep, that's right. We have a volleyball league. There's racquetball league. There's open gym for basketball. So there's basically every sport you can think of. There's a group that gets together and plays. There's some pickleball players, which is kind of a wiffle ball and tennis mix, which is nice. A lot of seniors like to play that game. It's really growing throughout the country. So we've got these things going on every day.
So what's your favorite, Brad? What do you do when you go, besides going to meetings and being the president of the board? What's some of your favorites that you go to the Y to do?
Well, you know, I really love the body pump class, and I play racquetball quite a bit. So those are my favorites, and just getting in. And honestly, I like walking in the door because I know I'm going to see a smiling face every day and kind of see my family. So they're all family members there.
You bet. It's great. Yeah, lots of good people there. And as you say, from little kids on up to seniors, you have something to offer. Now, I want to go back just to remind people about the survey. It needs to be done this month.
That's right. Our deadline is the 31st of January.
Okay, and where do I get the form?
Yep, you can get a paper form at the YMCA desk, or you can find the online survey several places. First of all, you can go to NishinaValleyYMCA.com and go under the membership tab, and there's a link to the survey. You can go on the Nishina Valley YMCA Facebook page, and there's a link there to fill out the survey. And you can also go to AtlanticIowa.com, and there's a link to the survey there. So okay. It's real easy to find.
And if you want to add your name, your name's going to be put in a drawing.
That's right. We have a drawing for a Yeti cooler or the option of $100 Atlantic cash. So you get to choose. If you don't feel like you want the cooler, you can have $100.
Yeah, not everybody wants a big Yeti cooler. Most people do, but not everybody. So that's a great option to have. And if you're new in town and you haven't been to the Y, can you quickly tell us what the hours are, Brad, or is that a...
Yeah, no, it's I believe it's 4:30 to 10.
4 a.m.
That's 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. During the days of the week. And then the weekend hours are a little bit shorter than that. But, almost 24 hours a day.
Find out what's there, because it is, I think some people who come to town, it's an almost unbelievable resource that we have. So come and believe.
Yes, thank you. Yep.
Yes, thank you very much, Brad Peerwolf, for visiting with us today, reminding us about taking the YMCA survey. So until next time, here's the thought. If you believe in yourself and have dedication and pride and never quit, you'll be a winner.